اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Duty of the theological schools in training of judges. I have also stated previously that we extend our needy hands towards the seminaries. The big theological schools such as the Qom Seminary, Qom has done a lot in this respect, such as the Isfahan Seminary, such as the Mashhad Seminary, Azerbaijan. The subject of judgment is one that is the responsibility of the men of learning. They are responsible in the presence of Allah. They cannot sit back and watch while the judiciary reaches the stage where the judiciary council cannot send an average judge in every place.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in the subject of unity and fraternity, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Shias and Sunnis brothers should avoid every kind of dispute. Today, discord among us will only benefit those who follow neither Shia nor Hanafi. They neither want this nor that to exist, and know the way to sow dispute between you and us. You see, this precious viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is in fact a great warning for us to beware of the tricks of enemies to sow dispute among Shia and Sunni Muslims and take advantage of such separation. Through a general comparison, it can be claimed that no school of thought or religion has emphasized unity more than Islam. This is so important that it has been said Islam has been founded on two bases, worshipping the One and unity. The station of unity in Islamic culture is so high that some state its necessity is supported by the Holy Book of Quran, the general divine will and its consequences. The Holy Book of Quran praises the Islamic Ummah as being a single Ummah and which is established by exceptional men and role models who have gathered together under the banner of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Book of Quran, in addition to commending people to brotherhood, unity, cooperation, and righteousness and piety, considers these concepts to be blessings which were given to the Islamic Ummah during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam due to their acceptance of Islam and his prophethood.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
salli ya
The Holy Prophet stated that Muslim unity causes goodness and mercy, while division is the factor behind destruction and punishment. Congregating is good and it is a mercy, while division is torment. The Prophet's opinion is that congregating is positive and the more a community is together, the better it is. You see that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, just like his great ancestor, advised us not to separate away from other Muslim brothers, and we should be sure that this way is the best thing for Muslims. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode, and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day, every night.